Let's just get the names. So we're dedicating today's shiur. I can't even say it. We're dedicating, someone can get me the names. We're dedicating the shiur to the, who is it, the Bibas, that's how you say it, the Bibas family.
Yeah.
What are the names? Anyone know?
Shiri.
Shiri.
Ariel.
Shiri is the mother.
Shiri, Ariel,
and Kfir.
So we're dedicating everything we're going to try and talk about to them, the father?
Yeah.
Father. What? What did he say? Yeah, we could do that also.
Nachamu, nachamu, amin. Yoroi mar elakeichem. Nachamu, nachamu, amin. Yoroi Nachamu, nachamu, ami, yoroi mar elakeichem. Hoy nachamu, nachamu, ami, yoroi mar elakeichem. Yeah. Shem Da Da Vay Say No Vela
Avi. Thank you, Avi. Thank you so much. You know, one of the things that is so important, what's so important, we spoke a little bit about it this morning, because we're not there yet, but in a certain way, we're always there. In looking at how much you've done and how much you've accomplished, how much a person has accomplished. You know, people talk about Cheshbon HaNefesh. They say Cheshbon HaNefesh says that Yosef HaTzadik, when he made a Cheshbon HaNefesh, he made a wrong Cheshbon HaNefesh, sorry, that he made a Cheshbon HaNefesh wrong. I could find it for you if anyone wants to see it. It says Lemivdak Chushbenei. A Cheshbon HaNefesh means to take inventory on your life. And one of the twists of taking inventory is to see the negative. We spoke this morning more about, you know, Rabbi Ben Isbi mentioned it. I like the way he said it, because I was talking about the Dili, because Shvat is the mazel of the Dili. Oh wow. This just fell into my head right now. I have to think Rabbi Ben Isbi. Shvat is the mazel. Wow, this is great. Shvat is the mazel of Dili, which is the bucket. Rabbi Ben Isbi told me after I finished speaking, he says, "Oh, you gotta see in the bucket how many fish you fished. That's what he told me. I'm like, oh, exactly. That's the avoda. And it just hit me right now. My mom just fell on my head. What's the mazel of Adar? Tugim, fish. So we're almost there. We're almost there. The Adar is the last month. Because the last month, you're supposed to look at how much you fished. Everything's a microcosm. So it's the end of the day. It's the end of the day. It's right now, not 6 o'clock. It's right now, 18 o'clock. We're 18 hours into the day. And what a person's supposed to do at the end of the day before he goes to sleep is he's supposed to make a cheshben nefesh. What does that mean, a cheshben nefesh? To see how many fish he fished today, to see how much he got, to see how much he did. Now, Michal, why am I saying that? Michal, you inspired me. Michal, a.k.a. Mitch, or Mitch, a.k.a. Michal. To me, it's, I don't know, it's Mitch, I don't know, whatever. Michal, as I'm looking through this, I'm saying, one of the benefits of writing, keeping a notebook, is because you could look back. I was just going like this, and saying this is only a drop in the bucket, no pun intended, that came out well. It's only a drop in the bucket, right, that I'm reading today. How many times, I'm reading from Michal, this is what he says, how many times have you held yourself back because you didn't feel ready? Meaning, I'm not ready to change my life. There's something, he just wrote this today, there's something that stopped you. That something is the belief that you need to be perfect. You need to be perfect to start. Perfection is the enemy of progress. It's not about being perfect. It's about making progress. Now here's the nekuda. Thank you, Michal. Thank you, Michal. I want to tell you what I was machadesh through this right now. Everybody knows the 24/7. Everyone knows this week's parsha is 24/7. The 24th parak and the 27th pasuk is what? Nasa v'nishma. It's a good way to remember. Nasa v'nishma is 24/7 in the book of Exodus, Shmos. Okay, you didn't know that, Ruben Yonah? You didn't know that. So now you know that. 24/7 is the 24th parak. Here, you can see us. 24/7. Yeah. My bad, not 27. The 24/7, Vayomer Kol Asher Dibar Hashem Nasa V'Nishma. 24/7 is Nasa V'Nishma. So here's the chiddush. People think that 24/7 Nasa V'Nishma means that you have to keep 24/7 Nasa V'Nishma. That's also true. You're 24/7, you're connected to Hashem, you're connected to the Torah. Another pshat you could say is that at any moment, like last week's parsha, Vayom HaZeh, Bo Midbar Sinai. At every moment, at any moment, you could tap in to Hashem. Va'atem advekim b'Hashem elokeichem, chayim kulchem ayoyim. Reb Meilich said this over, Meilich Biederman. I saw this many years ago in his one of his Torahs. He says, va'atem advekim b'Hashem elokeichem, chayim kulchem ayoyim. You're connected to Hashem. People think, wait one second, only somebody who's dead could really connect to Hashem. And a person thinks, oh, only the big tzaddikim connect themselves to Hashem. And a person thinks, oh, I'll connect myself to Hashem in Olam Haba, and not over here. Zucked, I don't know who it's from. No. Va'atem advekim Hashem elokeichem. At this moment, chayim, you're alive now. You don't have to wait till you're dead. Kulchem, you don't have to be a big tzaddik. And hayom, right now. Right now. People think the gateway and the shar for greatness is perfection. The gateway and the way to greatness is to tap in. We're dedicating today's shir. What are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do as Klal Yisrael? What are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? What are each and every one of us supposed to do when we hear bad news? When we're affected by the world, we're affected by the craziness of the world. We were just talking about it. We all live in this world. How am I supposed to protect myself? How am I supposed to protect myself? How am I supposed to know that my children, how am I supposed to know that I'm going to have a marriage
That's not a marriage, a goyish marriage. A marriage of a Yiddish marriage. A loving marriage. A mutual respect. How am I supposed to do that? How am I going to bring up my children? Are you going to have your children when they're 5 years old opening up their eyes? Opening up their eyes and seeing, right? I remember when I was when I lived in Baltimore with my kids were younger. I remember, I don't know why this scene sticks out, but I remember I went to one of these. You guys with me over here? I went to one of these to shopping center. I forgot what it was. The one on Smith Avenue. I don't know what it is now, right? But no, I know, but I don't know that big. The big, I forgot what it was. But what was that? The supermarket there. Shoppers. It was something before, correct. Something, whatever it was. I remember bringing my kid, I don't know if it was Nehemiah or Tzvi, I don't remember who, and bring them in. I don't know if they still have it now. But they had like the magazine rack, and they had the, I forgot what the name of that magazine is. There's like all the gossip, like nothing's true in it. The Inquirer or something, I don't know, is that what it's called? The whatever. One of these stupid, you know, I remember my son was a little kid and I remember taking him online and I remember like trying to shoo him away because there was something not respectful, something not sneeze on there, and he's a little kid. And I'm like, I don't want to expose my children. Like, let his eyes be pure. Let my eyes be pure. Let my child's eyes be pure. Why should a 4-year-old? Why should a 5-year-old? You ever see these people? Sometimes they'll put their little kid in front of watching something, you know. And it's now if it's rated, right? It used to be something was rated PG, right? Okay, PG. I remember the first movie. Well, not allowed to talk about it. I remember one of the first movies that I saw when I was a little kid that was PG. And they momish had like a very, something like unsneeze. It was probably the first time I saw something. I'm like, oh my goodness, but it's PG. You know what I mean? I can't imagine now what PG is, right? I can't imagine PG, PG-13, rated R, forget about it. But what's the pshat? So people say, oh, you're from, you have nothing to do with frumkite. Nothing to do with frumkite. It has to do with protecting your neshama, protecting your innocence. And like Michal just wrote, the problem is when a person was not Shomer himself, when a person has the Satmar Rebbe, I heard this from Ronnie Greenwald, he said it to me, I heard it from him, that he heard it, I think the Satmar Rebbe said it, Rav Huttner said it, what a person can see in 1 minute, what a person in our generation, this is the Satmar Rebbe passed away, I think in the 70s, Rav Huttner in the 80s. And this is what they said. What a guy could see in 1 minute, in 2 minutes, our parents, grandparents, great-grandparents didn't see in an entire lifetime. So what are you going to say? You're going to say, okay, we're messed up, Chas v'Shalom, because we saw? The answer is no. That's not the answer. The answer is that a person, each and every one of us, can protect ourselves. You could start now and protect yourselves. A lot of times guys will say, but what do I do with the things that I've already seen? What do I do? And what's the point? I've seen, I've been exposed. And people think it's dumb, you know, not a big deal. They think it's not a big deal. It affects so much in a person. It affects how you look when you look at another yid and you look at them and you see the beauty. You see the beauty in another person. You start seeing the good. It's not just about not seeing the bad. You start seeing the good. You start seeing Hashem. A person can see Hashem. You can start perceiving Hashem. You can see Hashem in your life. You can see the beauty in a yid. You can see the beauty. What happens is when we're exposed, this is the enemy. The enemy is, I'm not perfect. I'm already messed up. That is classic, by the way, just to tell everybody. If there's one thing you learn from this yeshiva, I know it's funny. If there's one thing you learn from this yeshiva, it's this one thing. One thing you learn from this yeshiva, besides the Binyamin principle and the Ari principle, right? There's one thing, but it's the same thing. It's this mamash, the same thing. You know what it is? It's that the Yetzirah wants you to feel like you are dirty. The Yetzirah wants you to feel that you're a sicko. The Yitzhahara wants you to feel that there's something wrong with you and that you're not beautiful. And that the beauty is outside over there, but I'm gross. I'm a gross guy because of my Averis. And I've already dirtied my eyes. I've already dirtied my soul. I'm already written off. That's the ikker. That's the main thing the Yitzhahara, because I've said, and I stick to this many, many times, I'll stick to this. I'm willing to go to bat for anybody in this yeshiva. I spoke to someone recently. He's in this shir now. I spoke to him recently. And we had a great conversation. And he struggled with something. And I told him, he struggled with something, right? I'll say it in the pasuk of Leis Asurach Reilav Avchem V'Achrei Nechem in a second. He struggled with something. And then I said, maybe now is your struggle. Maybe Hashem pushed you. And people say like, oh my goodness, did you hear what he said? How could he have said that? He actually said that maybe I'm actually putter. People get nervous. I'm actually maybe putter, and then Hashem pushed me, right? Hashem pushed me into this thing. And when's my Nisayan? My Nisayan's now. Maybe my Nisayan is after the fact that I messed up. Maybe my Nisayan is not when I'm 18 years old and when I'm 19 years old and when I got to struggle whatever I struggle with. Maybe now is your Nisayan. Maybe your Nisayan, as I said, right? I told this person and we sing, you fall down, you get back up. Why you fall down, get back up? The song should be, I mean, it's based on a pasuk, right? It's Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'kam. It says Sheva Yipol Tzadik, the tzadik will fall. But what happens? He gets up. Why isn't the song, why isn't the pasuk at Hashomea? Why isn't the pasuk, right? By the way, I davened for, I don't know if he's in the middle of the fight now, but I had it in mind also.
Yeah, I spoke with him now. But the other guy was, like, his whole face were covered in blood. It was all soul, I guess, whatever.
Okay, I
davened
for him.
He lost, but he won.
I like that. Okay, I davened for him. You know, it's funny. I davened for him. It's probably during the fight. I was like, he learned too much Torah. That's the problem. So he's a little bit weaker. That's the problem. I davened for Yagel. Okay, Beseder. Because we weren't with. I told him. Aviel was with me when I called him. Yagel ben Levina Dina. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Here's the pshat. Say why is the pasuk? You fall, you get, it should, the pasuk should say, right? Should say what? It should say, correct. What's the, that's why it's a mistake, right? It should say, you stay up. Why are you falling down? Because the Yetzirah sometimes pushes you. And I'll paskin for you. I'm okay going up to Shemayim after 120. And Hashem's going to say, Fisher, Yoni, what'd you do over here? You gave this guy a free pass and this guy a free pass. And I'll say, no, I didn't. I never gave anybody a free pass. All I did was try and say things that are true. And I know for a fact that the Yetzirah is like a fly. And what does a fly hang around? Where does a fly hang around? He hangs around the bathroom, especially a bathroom that's a stuffed up bathroom. He hangs around manure. He hangs around if you have a cut, the fly gets onto your cut. The fly loves to go to your dirty parts of you. And he wants you to say you messed up and you already are not innocent anymore. You're not innocent. You're guilty. And I want to say, I think you're innocent. Oh, but you don't know what I did. But you don't know how disgusting I am. You don't know how not of control I am. I don't have control. So what did he say? Yeah, so I'm just quoting Michal over here. Michal said it, right? You don't have to be perfect, as Tzvi Kovel says. You just have to be you. Hashem doesn't want you to be perfect. Maybe Hashem wants you to be after the Avera. Maybe Hashem wants you to be after the Avera. Maybe. I'm just giving a suggestion. I'm the lawyer. I'll be your lawyer. I'm your lawyer. And I'm talking in front of the jury. I'm talking in front of the Bez and Shemala. And this is what I'm presenting. And I want someone to shoot me back down. I'm presenting that this guy, I'm not going to take anybody here, But I would represent a guy who's 20 years old, 21 years old. I'll even give you 22. And you know what? It depends which high school you went to. It depends how crazy your father and mother were. It depends how much you were bullied. It depends how much shame you have. It depends on all. You want to start giving me your profile? I'll for sure give you an innocent free pass. And I'll tell you like this. This is what I'll tell you. I believe that he is fully, fully innocent. He feels dirty. He feels low. I'll say that's the Yetzer Hara. But if I could say that you're innocent, if I could presume your innocence, now me, it's going to be a little bit tough. I'm a little bit older than you guys. It'll be very hard for me to say that I'm innocent. That I'm innocent. But I could say in some areas, could be my therapist would tell me I'm innocent. Thank you, Menachem. Great. Thank you. I'll take that. I'll take that, Menachem. Call Menachem. 1-800. Call Menachem. But it's true. But it's true. I do believe in my heart that there's a truth to that as well. So kol shkein, al achas kama v'kama. I said this over. I met a kid in Lakewood. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful kid. Beautiful. Everybody's so beautiful. You know, you see the pictures. I wanted to sing Yidden. You see the pictures. I can't. I can't even look at it. I can't look at the children. I can't look at the innocence. You know what that is? Should I tell you what that innocence is? Look at that picture. Look at the picture of the children who were brutally, brutally murdered. We can't even imagine. Brutally murdered for one reason. You know why they were murdered? For one reason. One reason only. One reason only. Yidden. So holy, so pure. That's why. Not because of their future. What's the raya that it's not because of their future? They didn't get a future. Because, they're from this home or that home, secular, schmecular, religious, schmeligious. It's all fake news. A Yid, a Jew, Hamas didn't take a registration, just like the Nazis, Yimach Shamam. All of our enemies never, never took a profile of any Jew that they slit their throats. If they had payas, or they kept kosher, or they kept Shabbos. Nothing. It don't make a difference. To me, it makes a difference. You know why to us it makes a difference? It doesn't to us either. Because the Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara wants to confuse us. And the Yetzer Hara wants you to look in the mirror and say, you're a dirty Jew because you looked at this. Or you spoke like this. Or you didn't keep Shabbos. Whatever that even means. Or you didn't this. When I say that, because I don't even know what that means. I told you, you can't keep Tuesday. You couldn't keep Tuesday off your phone. If the pshat is you're off your phone on Tuesday, and you're off your vape on Tuesday, and you're off all the stuff on Tuesday, and then on Shabbos, you're bedafka, then there might be what to talk about. That would be the lawyer against me would be a tough lawyer. But you can't stay off your phone on Tuesday. So it's Saturday. Okay. Shkoyach. It's nothing to do with Shabbos. If you knew what Shabbos was, Mashcheni acharecha narutza. No one's rebellious. Rebellious. We're like these little kids. We're so pure. We're so beautiful. Then the guy raises his hand. And he says, no, 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 no. But I'm different. Everybody would raise their hand and say, no, 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 no. But I took it too far. I took it too far. And I say, nope, I don't believe it. I'm not makabel. Not makabel. Not makabel. I'm not makabel, which means I don't accept that. I don't agree with that. And I don't think it's true. I think what's very true is the Yetzer Hara doesn't want you to be shomer, your einayim. He doesn't want you to see beautiful things now. That I could tell you is true. That's true. That could be true. He doesn't want you to realize that you're actually very pure. That's true. He doesn't want you to realize that Hashem actually loves you with all of your stuff, with everything, with everything, with everything. Can we sing? I want to sing Yidden. Or something like that. Oh. Yeah, that's good also. Elokai.
They'll get that.
Yeah, we'll get Momo in there too.
Feel off the creepers and see the bunny. Every year has a name.
I just want to say, it just hit me as we're singing that together. It all comes when you want to learn. What happens is, in every relationship, this is so deep what I'm going to say right now. In every relationship, I speak a lot about this when it comes to relationships and marriage. The biggest problem in any relationship is you think you know the person. I think I know the person. I think I know you. I got you. I think I know my mother. I think I know my father. I think I know my siblings. You think you know someone. And what we do is we draw like a sketch, a very superficial sketch of who the person is. But in the depth of who each and every one of us, and we do the same thing to ourselves. I've said this many times. You wake up in the morning and you look in the mirror. If you saw a different person there, you would scream and end up in a psychiatric ward because you'd go crazy. You would literally go crazy. If you looked in the mirror and there was another guy there, you'd be like, oh my goodness. You'd freak out. You would literally freak out. So what's the pshat? The pshat is, no, I know what I look like. I know what I look like. I know, even though you wish you looked like somebody else, but you know what you look like. You know exactly what you look like. But you don't know what you look like. Because you don't see the panemius. When you look at the pictures, you know what, Mirtz Hashem, I'm going to look at the pictures of the, even though it's hard for me to see these children, these holy children. You know why? Because I want to see myself in that. When you see the innocence of the children who were killed, who were murdered, they were murdered. You see the innocence. You see the beauty. You know what you're seeing? You're seeing a reflection of yourself. That's what you're seeing. That's what Hashem wants. Hashem wants us to see the innocence within ourselves. That's the lesson. The innocence that you still have, that you will always have. Elokai neshama shenasatabi. Right? Yehuda chapt it. That's why he wanted to sing the song. Elokai neshama shenasatabi tahiri. You can never touch that. You are so holy. You're so pure. You can never touch that part of you that is so innocent, that is so beautiful. I don't care how much you've seen. I don't care what your eyes. I know it's crazy. They say that's the pshat. Sechazena einenu. You know what they say the pshat is? Pasha pshat means let our eyes see when Mashiach comes. We should see. Another pshat is we will finally see the truth. When Mashiach comes, then we'll be able to look in the mirror and be like, ah, then we'll scream. Maybe that'll be like the scream. We're all going to be like, oh my goodness, look how holy I was. Look how pure I was. If I could see myself the way I look at these other beautiful children, these beautiful, beautiful, innocent children. Imagine if we could look at ourselves like that. Imagine if I could see within myself the same beauty that I'm able to see in those beautiful, beautiful children. Could you imagine? Maybe that's, you know what? I'm being macabre myself publicly. I'm saying it right now. What are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? We hear such a terrible tragedy that the, I don't know when the Levaya or Phil, when do they have the Levaya? Nobody knows. I don't know. The Levaya, it's Klal Yisrael. It's mourning. All of Klal Yisrael is mourning. What are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? So I'm just going to tell you what I'm going to do. One thing I'm going to do, I'm going to keep it very small. I'm going to look at a picture of the children. I don't like to look at it because it hurts my heart. I'm going to look at it. And I'm going to say that in their schus, in their neshama, that I'm going to see more beauty within myself. I'm going to see more holiness within myself, even though that's hard for me. I'm a big talker to see it in everybody else. But I struggle with the same thing, to see it in myself. But I'm going to be makabel myself. I'm going to be makabel myself when I look at those pictures of these innocent, beautiful, beautiful neshamas, beautiful, beautiful, pure, pure neshamas who were murdered for one reason only, for us. They were, for Klal Yisrael. But I'm taking it on myself, that I'm going to look at them and I'm gonna connect to myself and to my inner beauty, and say, I'm a neshama. I have that same thing. If I could see it in them, then I have to be able to see it in myself. And then once you see it in yourself, then for sure you see it in other people. You for sure begin to see it in other people. You see it more and more, and it gets deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. As the tzaddikim tell us, the Slonimer says, the bigger the tzaddik, the bigger he can love the biggest Russia. That's what it is. That's what it is. The bigger the tzaddik. Not because he doesn't even see a Russia. He doesn't see. All he sees is the neshama. He sees the beauty because he sees the beauty in himself also. Guaranteed, he sees the beauty in himself. You have to learn that it's not about being perfect. It's not about being perfect. So you messed up, so you've been exposed, so you're, however old you are, you can change that. You could change that. You could change that for your family. You could change it for your future. You could change it for yourself. 24/7, Chaf Dalet Zayin. You know when? You know when you could change that? Anytime you want to change it. We're going to change it. That's what we're going to do. We're going to do it together. Imagine if everybody here is going to collectively, one person, you're going to look and you're going to see my innocence. Maybe I'm actually innocent. Imagine going into court and saying, I'm innocent. People say, it's a chutzpah. It's a chutzpah. Maybe I'm innocent. How would I... Fierzuch, they say in Yiddish. How would I act now if I felt innocent? And I felt that, you know what? I'm a holy guy. I'm a holy, holy, holy Jew. I'm a holy Jew, and nobody will ever be able to take that away from me. Nobody can ever take away my Elokai Neshama Shenasatavi Tahirihi. Incredible. Nisana, with that in mind, you'll teach us a halacha. And we're heading into Adar. I'm so excited for Adar. So excited to see all the fish that we have from our bucket. That's such a great shot. Isn't that incredible how that came out? I'm going to call my ministry and tell them. How great is that? The mazel you'll hear from the other, I'll talk about it a lot.
Fish.
Fish. You got to see the fish. Yeah. Correct. This is what we fish. We got to fish. We got to realize how much fish we have. Yeah, go.
What to say when someone pressures you to say rechilas? Example, your friend pressures...
What happens? Someone pressures you... Say rechilas. Everyone knows what rechilas is. Rechilas is when you pin two people against each other. You say, by the way, you know what that guy said about you? So it pins two people against each other. Yeah, go.
Example, your friend pressures you. You must tell me what he said about me. If it is possible to answer truthfully without repeating negative information, then you are required to do so. But if it is impossible, the Chafetz Chaim states that it is permissible to lie for the sake of peace.
You're allowed to lie. If somebody says, tell me what the guy said about me. Tell me what he said about me. So if you could, without him getting upset, okay, whatever happens. Otherwise, says the Chafetz Chaim, you can lie Mamish lie. Sheker. You could lie. Because sheker is not a lie. Sheker means it's not, it's fake. Emes is real. Peace is real.
Nice.
Loving another yid is real. Making sure that people don't fight is real. Okay, amazing. Amazing. We shall all be zoicha. Yeah, we'll do it afterwards. We shall all be zoicha as we're all going in different ways. I don't know how many people, how many of the chevra over here are going to be. I don't want to talk too much about Poland for those who are not coming to Poland. But we'll all daven for each other. We'll daven for each other. Let's stick together. To mechazik each other, we'll daven for each other, and we should be zoicha to keep the bucket. It's not up yet. The bucket is still down. So we got still more fish to fish, and more water in the fish pond. We should be zoicha, all of us, to have an incredible first day of the rest of our lives, and it should be a nechama. It should be a nechama for the family, and a nechama for all of Klal Yisrael.